James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
We're still discussing flags off here, by the way. We're still talking about it. We will go through. We just got, like, so many messages with flag ideas, so we'll scroll through those later today. We'll get a big list tomorrow. This could be a half hour of the show tomorrow, just literally reading our potential flag names and all of us laughing. Absolutely flagtastic.
Still a good one, that, though, isn't it?
And yeah, so we'll do that tomorrow. In the meantime, Dominic Burns got your news. Just gone 9 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, 18 years after the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, police are starting new searches in Portugal today. They're being carried out close to where she went missing in the Algarve in 2007. It's being led by German police as the main suspect is in prison there. Sky reporter Dan Whitehead is at the search site.
There were some tents put up there, a number of police vans in place, and the officers described to me that this would be a large-scale search. He wouldn't go into specifics of exactly whether this is intelligence-based.
In other news this morning, the Environment Secretary has told Radio X the government has no immediate plans to take control of the UK's biggest water company. Steve Reed says they are ready to act, though, if Thames Water goes into special measures. This morning, the company revealed a US firm is no longer investing in them. The Chancellor is threatening to sue the former owner of Chelsea to make sure money from the sale of the club goes to Ukraine. The Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich was forced to sell the West London club in 2022. That's over his alleged links to Vladimir Putin. Billions of pounds has been frozen in a UK bank account since then. And an old Gallagher signed guitar is amongst items being auctioned off in London next month, proceeds going to UNICEF. More than 430 pieces of music, animation, film and gaming memorabilia are all up for sale.
Well, I'm going to switch the text off. I'm going to switch my screen off. In? There's so many good ones. But Rich from Bristol has just really tickled me.
What's he saying?
It's just an idea for a flag. What words to put on a flag?
What's he saying?
If you're happy and you know it, boobs.
Sport.
I mean, with your face.
Right, it doesn't have to be my face.
It does have to be.
Crystal Palace are holding talks with UEFA today about whether they'll be allowed to play in Europe next season. They qualified for the Europa League after beating Manchester City to win the FA Cup. The club now need to prove they haven't breached multi-club ownership rules, though, as their shareholder, John Textor, also owns Lyon, who have qualified for the competition as well. England boss Serena Wiegmann says she'll have one eye on the women's Euros when she's picking her team for this evening's Nations League match in Spain. Victory in the final group game in Barcelona would secure a place in the semi-finals. Wiegmann says some players have been managing injuries, though, and the priority has to be next month's tournament in Switzerland.
We have to see how the game goes and how intense it is, but yeah, there's absolutely a couple of players that we are aware of that we have to take care of them too, not taking too much risk.
Also in the Nations League later, Scotland travel to the Netherlands, Wales take on Italy, the Republic of Ireland will play Slovenia.
Joe has suggested if we're going to have the Flaggy May because of Rod Stewart,
yes.
How about the words Flaggy May with a photograph of Patrick Stewart?
Weather.
With eBay.
Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
I like that better than the picture of Rod's chip. Cloudy with blustery showers first thing across the UK, clearing later, sunshine in the southeast. It's going to be quite warm today, 20 degrees is the high. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
How about this? We get a flag made up that says Flaggy May.
Right.
We send the flag to Rod Stewart.
Ah.
We get a photograph of Rod Stewart holding the flag. Then we make that photograph the actual flag.
That would be lovely. Very meta. That would be good.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to happen?
No.
No, no, no.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Rod Stewart, yeah, he's the legend, isn't he, this year?
He is. Oh, they'll be rammed.
Glastonbury lineup 2025. You're the only one, pretty much. Phoenix, you're not going, are you?
No.
Oh, it's Phoenix there. What's your catchphrase again, Phoenix?
It's a lot of pressure, that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure, that.
Yeah, no, I'm not, unfortunately.
Me and Phoenix will be watching at home on our televisions.
Oh, yeah, comfy as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And the toilets are cracking around mine, Phoenix.
Oh, that's... they're great in mine, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you've got 1975, Biffy, Alanis Morissette, Busta Rhymes, Wet Leg. Are you going to go see Wet Leg, Captain?
I imagine so.
Yeah.
I haven't sort of looked at the timings, if they're out yet.
Blossoms are playing... Fatboy Slim's playing. This is all on Friday. Inhaler, Franz Ferdinand.
Inhaler would be good. Make sure you go and watch Inhaler.
Supergrass. Now, I really, 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 really like Olivia Rodrigo.
Mm. Oh, me too.
But there's two issues with this. Number one, it's Sunday night.
Right.
And normally I really pray to God that the Sunday night headline is someone that I'm really not that bothered by.
Yeah.
So then I can kind of leg it off site and have a couple of drinks and then realistically get to bed relatively sensibly time because I'm on the radio the next day.
Yeah.
So that's one reason. But the other reason is I just feel... I think Olivia Rodrigo Vampires is one of the greatest pop songs ever written and produced. I think it's absolute class. I think it's an incredible, incredible song. I think it's brilliant.
Mm.
One of the greatest pop songs I've ever heard in my life.
Right. Wow.
Acclaim.
But yeah. She also does lots of other songs like, oh, my boyfriend is ghosting me. I'm wearing roller skates.
What you're saying
whatever.
Is you feel a little bit old.
I feel like a dirty old man.
Right.
I feel like a dirty old man.
Yeah.
I'm there. I said it.
Mm. Is that a flag idea?
I'm too old. I'm too old to be watching Olivia Rodrigo.
I feel like a dirty old man watching Olivia Rodrigo. We'll have that as a flag. That'd be perfect. I know what you mean.
Wet flag.
Wet flag. Wet flag. Wet flag.
Write that down, James. Wet flag.
That's in.
Wet flag.
No, so I really like Olivia. Now, Captain, where are you on Olivia Rodrigo?
Oh, I'm a fan. Yeah. I imagine I'll be there Sunday night.
Okay, but that's all right, though.
Why?
Well, how old are you?
33.
All right, so we're the same age. So that's okay.
You've got a Glastonbury t-shirt on, Captain.
I'm wearing
a
Glastonbury t-shirt today.
I've just seen he's wearing it.
From which year?
From last year.
Oh.
That's a lovely t-shirt.
It's nice.
Yeah,
it's
very colourful.
And he's got the lineup on the back.
Does it have the lineup on the back?
Yes, it does.
Ooh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Scissors on there.
Yeah,
scissor.
Yeah. That was last year, wasn't it? That was Sunday last year, wasn't it?
It was.
Yep.
Neil Young, Charlie XCX. Ray. Your mate Biba Doobie's going to be there.
Yeah. I've hung out with Biba Doobie in a pop-up shop in Shoreditch because I'm pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Kaiser Chiefs are playing. Shed 7 are playing.
So do you think Rod is going to be the main meeting group for the flags? Because there's always
well,
the centre
of... Well, you've got Biffy Clyro on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, and Nothing But Thieves last year was the other stage.
It was, that's true.
And sometimes, I mean, if you've never been to Glastonbury, you've got the Pyramid Stage, which is the main stage.
Mm.
The second biggest stage is the other stage.
Which is still huge.
And they call it the other stage. That is huge.
Mm.
I've stood on that stage with Jake Bugg a few years ago, and I popped my head out and just looked at the crowd, and you'd think, oh, this is the pyramid stage, right? Like, oh no, this is technically stage two.
Yeah.
But then there's lots of other areas as well where it's just it's massive. So, yeah, we'll get the flag list together. We'll sort it all out.
Definitely.
We'll try and do it all tomorrow, but we had so many suggestions come in. We could spend the whole show tomorrow just arguing over what to put on the flags.
Yeah, because it's only nine.
No, what? Wet flag is funnier.
Wet flag is nice, I see.
Could we... Where are we legally... Well, legally. Could we have a flag that said wet flag with a picture of the lead singer of
Pictures become
Wet difficult. Leg holding up a tiny flag that said wet flag?
Could be.
Or is it now getting a little bit too weird?
Who's the one in... Yeah.
What?
Sorry, who's the one in wet leg who faces the other way?
Hester.
Why don't we just have a picture of Hester facing the other way? So it's not actually her. Just a picture of
the back of her head.
Say wet flag.
Just the back of a girl's head with wet flag. Wet flag. Yeah, I mean, it works for me.
Radio X. Coming up, more hot rockin' radio on your favorite show, The Chris Moyle Show.
Thank you.
Robert Disc Jockey, the quizzical genius, is hosting Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on the show shortly. Plus, if you're like our guest tomorrow, you'd already know this, as Clinton Baptiste chats to us to see if he's predicted the future correctly.
What?
But right now, a slam jamming belting banger of a tune on the mighty Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Did you say Clinton Baptiste is on the show tomorrow? Is that right?
I'm getting the word yes.
Oh, fantastic. Clinton Baptiste, clairvoyant, medium, sidekick.
Oh, yeah.
In the studio tomorrow. It's David Bowie. Changes.
From Radio X.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild in dead-end streets and... Every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. But I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes. Turn and face the strain. Changes. Don't wanna be a richer man. Changes. Turn and face the strain. Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me. Ripples change the sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware what they're going through.
Changes. Turn and face the strain.
Changes. Don't tell them to grow up and out of it.
Changes. Turn and face the strain.
Changes. Where's the shame you've left us up to her next to it. Time may change me. You can't twist time. Strange man. Look out!
classic. Classic. So, hot off the presses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've asked us to read this thing to tell people about stuff.
Okay.
But I feel a bit uncomfortable doing it, and I'm going to be honest with you. It's a read for the Euro Millions.
Yes.
But I feel bad because I'm winning it tonight.
Oh, you're winning it tonight?
Yeah.
I'll see your day.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my time.
Right.
Mm. It's my time to win.
I didn't know you could... Right.
And thanks to our friends at Euro Millions, mm-hmm. I can tell you that tonight's estimated jackpot is an incredible £199 million. You could give...
Good
you could give your friends, nine of your friends, £1 million each, nine of them, and you would still have £190 million left.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's
an incredible.
£199 million. Do you know, I always said I want 350.
Yes.
I take it back.
Would you? You'd be happy with that, would you?
I think if I win 199... £1 million. But you know what would happen?
What?
If I ever did win it, you can guarantee that that particular set of numbers would have been chosen by 7,433 people, and then the prize gets shared.
Yes.
Chris, you won, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What did you get?
£3.5 grand.
£199 million is the estimated jackpot for tonight's Euro Millions. Are you in the draw?
I'm in the draw.
Are you?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm in already.
Well, I'm sorry. I told you I'm winning it.
Do you choose your numbers or do you lucky dip?
I've chosen them and I've got a bit of a problem with them because there's a few. I spoke to a friend of mine the other week who may or may not be listening right now, and they went, "How many tickets do you do?" And I go, "I think it's 7." Huh? And they went, "7." As if I was some kind of amateur.
Why? How many do they do?
I don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
I did 3.
And yeah, some of my numbers are a bit too similar, but
right,
I don't want to change them because if I change them, then they'll come up the following week.
I always do lucky dip.
Do you not have numbers?
No, I always do lucky dip.
Do you?
Yeah. You don't do birthdays? You don't do...
No.
Really?
Well, either one weekend or the one few days you don't play and your numbers will come up then. So I'd have to go lucky
dip. Can you imagine that? If the numbers you always play don't come up and you haven't played that week, oh man,
£199 million, right? That's just amazing. Let's just all for a moment. What do you do with that?
The first thing I always say is holiday, just incredible holiday somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to some part of the world never been to before, have an incredible time.
I wouldn't know what to do,
and then everything else would worry about it whilst you're on holiday, probably.
Captain, you say you wouldn't know what to do. But you could do a lot.
Hmm.
I'd probably just panic and I'd buy a pair of trainers and have a pint and I'd go, what a day. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because you'd be so overwhelmed with that much money.
I say it all the time as well.
You could buy 2 pairs of trainers.
Nobody would believe you.
No.
If you came into work tomorrow and went, I won the Euro Millions last night, we'd be all like, no, congratulations, well done.
Yeah.
There's no way of proving it, I don't think. Because it's not like you're going to be going, oh, look, here, take my phone with my details of my tickets on, right? You're not going to be doing that. And also, you wouldn't have it yet, I don't think.
Mm. No, I guess it takes a while. Don't
so I go, okay, you won the Euro Millions. All right, go and buy me a car now. You go, oh, well, a car, I don't have the money. But yeah, you're full of it.
How much would you give each of us if you won the Euro Millions, Captain?
I wouldn't even remotely tell you.
Or you just give us
an
amount. No, I wouldn't give you anything.
If you win £199 million tonight...
I wouldn't tell you.
Okay, well, I tell you what. If you win £199... He's playing tonight.
Well, I might have to now.
If you win £199 million...
Yeah.
Would you give me £2 million, please?
No.
See, I'd take a million. I'd take a million.
Yeah, but if he gives you a million, you got to pay tax on it. If he gives you 2, you pay tax on that.
Oh, so essentially...
So you'd
like
still be a millionaire.
Can I have 2 as well?
You could make Dominic a millionaire.
Yes.
Good.
And you'd have £197 million left, and you're not going to do it.
Yep.
Oh, burn.
That hurts. James, what about James? Would you give James money? Yeah, you've known James longer than myself and Chris.
We'd go for a pint, but I wouldn't.
Let's just... Would you give any of us
No.
Would you give? Oh wow! I didn't even finish it.
Not a penny. Because that's incredible. It's worth saying if me and Chris were to win.
You wouldn't even think
before this conversation, we would have definitely given you some.
No, you wouldn't have done.
Oh, 100%.
No way. No way, Joseph.
I'll tell you what, Dom. Here's what I'll do.
Come on.
If I win 199 million. If I win 199 million tonight,
yeah.
I'll give you £2 million.
No way.
Deal.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's nice.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
That's a nice gesture.
Would you actually do that?
Yeah.
Do you know what, Chris?
Yeah.
If I win 199 million, I'll give you £2 million.
I love that.
And I reach over.
What are you reaching over for?
Shake hands.
What's happened?
Are we not doing $2 million?
Oh, I was just done it with Dom.
Yeah, it's just me.
Jesus, James, I'm not made of money. The Chris Miles Show. Anyway, good luck tonight. Radio X. You won't need it because I'm going to win.
The Chris Miles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X. You take such pride in your work. You check every teensy detail. You always clear up after yourself, and you leave each customer as happy as a clam. You do all this because it matters. It also matters to Trust a Trader, where millions of people go to find top-notch tradespeople just like you. So if you're ready to build your business even further, apply to join the Trust a Trader professionals. When it matters,
trustatrader.com. I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Attention all students! Get 10% off at Iceland and the Food Warehouse every Wednesday throughout June. Show your valid student ID card at the checkout and enjoy instant savings on your shop. Whether you're stocking up on snacks or doing your weekly shop, we're here to help you save while you study. With big deals and big brands such as TGI Fridays, My Protein, Greggs, plus many more. Why would you shop anywhere else? Offer in-store only, available every Wednesday until the 25th of June. Exclusions and T&Cs apply. See iceland.co.uk/10.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
So, close your eyes, picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Miles E.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, someone will win a holiday to Nice.
Nice
for someone. And have you heard the one about the golden lobster?
No.
It was a rhetorical question, actually.
Oh.
4 till 7 thing. 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Grab a tasty Greggs deal and buy yourself some time. Then your lunchtime doesn't have to be all about lunch. You could squeeze in a little time. Or some time. Maybe some time. Even some time. Right now for lunch, it's Southern Fried Chicken Goujons, wedges and any drink from only £5 time. Greggs, bag some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show. Everybody else is crap compared to us.
Okay, a photograph of Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
With the words, it's too late. I've seen everything.
Okay, I like that. It's subtle.
Yeah.
And I like it a lot.
That was from Daniel, just messaged in.
That's very good.
I don't get it.
Well, that's the problem. Not everyone will.
Okay, wet leg with a photo of Dr. Leg from EastEnders.
That's really good.
Do you think we could AI it so he looks wet?
So he's got what, a wet leg. He's been paddling.
Or he's holding an umbrella.
Yeah.
That could work.
Yeah. Dr. Wet Leg.
Dr. Wet Leg.
Yeah.
Dr. Brackets Wet, close brackets, leg.
But, you know, how about a big flag saying, I love the 1974?
That's nice.
Catherine didn't like that one. They're not all winners.
Well,
seemingly
you
so.
Don't know.
Do you know what?
They have to sit with you for a few days.
On a Sunday afternoon in Glastonbury, after everyone's been there for 5 days, everything would be hilarious.
Everything's funny.
So it doesn't matter.
It's all about the 1976. Mm. The 1974 are so last year.
Absolutely. That's good.
The 1975.
There's something in there, isn't there?
You could have the 1975 or so 50 years ago. You could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you like that?
That's funny.
Okay, good. There you go.
There's something in there.
Just stop laughing, Captain. Stop it.
It's just so funny. I can't stop laughing.
Tomorrow looks like we'll do a good chunk of time on the Glastonbury flags for this year, 2025.
You gotta step up your game to make it to the top. So go. Got a little competition now. You gotta find out how to cope with living on your own. Let's make this happen, girl. We're gonna show them a lesson, make it work, and it can work for you. To make a little better, it's only going up, just one thing then another. It took a little time to make a little better, it's only going up, just one thing then another. Let's make this happen, girl. We're gonna show them what it's gonna make it work, and it can work for you.
Cinema Club, something good can work out, and can you work out the answers to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz?
Back by popular demand.
Come on.
This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz, only on Radio X.
And here he is, it's Rob DJ.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Rob.
Morning, guys.
How the devil are you all?
Yeah, well, I'm excited.
Why?
Because I'm winning the Euro Millions tonight.
Oh, so am I. I've just put it on because you reminded me.
Oh, okay, so
199 million.
What's the first thing you'd buy, Rob?
Well, if he's winning...
I'd buy you all a Freddo.
If he's winning and I'm winning... Mm. Do you know what? I'd take 99 and a half million pounds each.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really decent of you guys.
Yeah. I would as well.
And then Rob and I will have the best B&B in Blackpool.
Yeah.
Have a couple of lagers.
You want to see my backside for dust?
For 99 and a half million pounds, you'll flash it.
Are you wearing a waistcoat, Rob?
No, you say that every time I've got one of these.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. It's your stripy top on it.
Look at my waistcoat.
It's like playing snooker.
It's a nice top.
I like it.
Tabardy.
Hey, were you at Kaiser Chiefs?
I went to see the Kaiser Chiefs on Saturday at Temple Newsham.
Oh, who was there?
Everybody. Everybody in Olive 15 was there.
Really?
You kept bumping into everybody. So I bumped into an old friend who's got a French girlfriend, and she said, "Ah, Rob La DJ. So pleased to meet you at last."
Wow.
Rob La DJ.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Rob La DJ.
You're big across the channel, Rob. Who knew?
I am. Rob La DJ. I couldn't believe it.
Rob La DJ.
Were you... Did you see
Paddy got Paddy come on stage?
Paddy Bamford was there, yeah.
Yeah.
Aileen was there. Phillips was there.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to get that audio of Luke Ayling filming at the side of the stage when he was singing, and he's just, he's flat as a pancake. It's hilarious.
I'll tell you who else was brilliant. Razorlight.
Oh, really?
One of the big weekends.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Excellent. They're on fire. Yeah.
I heard Paddy Bamford was meant to come on stage, but he missed.
Oh,
sadly.
Stop.
So that's a shame.
Come on now.
That's a shame.
Hey, I'll tell you what, he's good on that guitar. He wasn't even plugged in.
Well, I was about to say, he brought an acoustic guitar on stage with a rock band. In front of God knows how many thousands of people.
From the video that I've seen, he looks like he was thoroughly enjoying himself.
Oh, he was flying.
Yeah.
He was flying.
Was he?
Yeah. Brought the championship trophy on as well.
Yeah,
was Calvin cool. Phillips on crutches?
He had a boot on.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. He borrowed it off Bamford.
Oh, well, I'm glad he had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
A few drinks?
Yeah, a couple, yeah.
Yeah, just come and treat yourself. Yeah. Treat yourself.
Everybody walked back to my bar.
Oh, how many do you have back at the bar?
Finished about half 2 in the morning.
Oh, lovely. Wow.
That's what I like.
It is a bit convenient when it's just at Temple News.
Well, this is it, yeah. Mm. It's a short little taxi ride away.
Yep.
Right, well, anyway, well, let me say in advance, congratulations. £99.5 million for you, £99.5 million
for
me.
Yeah, well done, boys.
Congratulations to you as well.
Thank you very
much. I've always
been
a fan of yours, Rob. Just remember that.
I will do.
If the numbers come
I'm
in.
I'm like you, Dom. I only do lucky dits because I'm just worried that 1 week I won't put it on if I've got
exactly
numbers.
I don't really know what my numbers are, if I'm honest. We're all over.
But
the
you
place.
Still put the same number on.
Well, I do because it's just 8 out of ease. I don't normally play a lot, but I'm just like. I quite fancy £199 million. I think that would do me.
I just think if you put birthdays on, you're limiting your chances and. Everybody else might have the same birthdays.
But you're not, though, are you? Because here's the fact with numbers that blows my mind. Let's just say it's between 1 and 50, and it's let's just say for ease, it's 5 numbers, right?
Mm.
There's as much chance of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 going out as there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, your brain goes, well, no, that's it's not going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, is it? But they're picked randomly.
Yeah.
So, yes, there is. There's as much chance of it being 1, 9, 14, 22, as there is it being 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I think that's
I believe.
Haven't you got a 1 in 15 million chance of winning?
Is that what it is?
One in
so you're saying I've got
I
a
don't
chance.
Know that. That's
you've got a chance.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's 1 in whatever. I don't know what the odds are, but I do know this. If you pick the numbers and then they pick the numbers and the numbers are the same, it's happy days.
Absolutely.
End of story.
Does it annoy anybody else other than me when it says no UK winner but it's been won abroad?
No.
It's just me.
No.
I think it's our lottery.
No,
we should win it.
No, I don't mind it. I tell you what they do. So it's £199 million is the estimated jackpot. So, but it's the Euro Millions.
Yeah.
So if you're in Spain, is it £199 million euros? So what they do is, whatever it is, if it's £199 million.
Pounds, yeah.
And it will be £199 million.
Yeah, 200 and something million euros, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
It's a lot of money, anyway.
Sorry, I don't know why we're talking about this, because I'm winning it, so.
Right,
okay. No one else needs to take part in tonight, do they?
Yeah.
Can I cancel my ticket?
Yeah.
I agree. Text off phones out here. You going to cheat a bit on my quiz?
Yes.
Question number one. Which group released the album Father of the Bride that featured the single This Life in 2019?
What?
Which group released the album Father of the Bride that featured the single This Life in 2019?
Don't know.
Question number two. PSG won the UEFA Champions League on Saturday, but with 15 wins, which club have won the competition the most times?
Oh, yeah.
PSG won the UEFA Champions League on Saturday, but with 15 wins, which club have won the competition the most times?
That was the biggest win ever in Champions League history, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
So someone's won the Champions League 15 times?
Yeah.
Somebody's, well, the Champions League and the European Cup.
Right, okay.
Yep. It's the same competition.
Yeah. Is it Leeds?
No, we've only ever been in the final once and we lost, unfortunately. 1975.
Rubbish.
Into Bayern Munich. Hey-ho. Question number three. What is the official language of Brazil?
Oh, my God.
What is the official language of Brazil?
French. It's French, no.
It's French. Could be.
Could be.
Could be if they speak French.
Yep.
Could be. If the official language was French.
If the official language was French.
I'm tall when I'm young and I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
All right, here we go. Tall when I'm young.
I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
I've got it. Boom. Straight in.
I've got an answer, but I don't think it's technically the thing you're after.
You put Peter Crouch, that's wrong.
Oh, Chris is studying
tall
really
when
hard.
I'm young, short when I'm old.
Yeah.
I've got one that definitely applies.
I love that confidence when you tap your papers to say,
stick that in. Happy. Have you got that?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
And finally, question number five.
Before you ask question number five, on question number four,
yes,
is the answer to the question something that you could see me going arguing about?
Yes.
Well, you probably would argue about pretty much all the
there
questions.
Is an argument. I know what you're
talking about. Hold on a second. When you say old, though, is it? Can you see
there
me?
Was an
It's not that bit.
No, it's not more a person. Than,
yeah.
It's what?
A human.
It's not
a human.
It's
not, no, I know.
It's an item.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I've written something down.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm good, but if I... That doesn't matter. All right. Anyway, question number five.
Because you argued about Sky TV last week, didn't you?
Yeah, because I was correct.
Yeah, you're wrong.
And finally, question number five.
Yeah.
Who won Britain's Got Talent on Saturday?
Oh, God, no idea. I don't watch it.
Did not see
it. Do I get half a point for their profession?
No, I'll tell you, he's a magician.
Oh. So I guess not.
Britain's Got Talent on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Was it good?
Yeah, he was good.
Thank you, Pete.
Oh, and what was his name? There,
if you had to call him, for instance, you saw him in the street.
Yeah.
Are you going to shout out, hey,
whoa, hey, magician?
What would you call him? Oh, okay. I don't know. I didn't see it, actually.
Do you know what? We'll go to a break, Rob.
I thought we would.
Yeah.
Well, that's the question, John. I'll be back with the answers after these messages from our sponsors only on Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
All right, answers coming up. Radio
X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Skoda. Plug in, charge up, jump in.
Radio X.
William Hill Vegas take gaming to a new level. And all this week, Johnny Vaughan and the Fang Gang are doing the same.
And we're going big. Really big.
They're giving away a holiday for two. Every day.
Told you we were going big.
Listen to Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing all this week.
Win with Radio X.
Thanks to William Hill Vegas. As it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes! Oh my God!
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
So, close your eyes. Picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wickes to design our new kitchen.
At Wickes, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Global Player, the official Radio X app.
With podcasts like The Crisis Room.
Have you ever wondered how the decisions that keep us all safe are really made?
Join me, Mark Urban, former Home Secretary Amber Rudd, and former CIA officer Mark Polymeropoulos,
as we unpick some of the major crises facing the world and what's at stake for our future.
The Crisis Room. Listen to the latest episodes now on Global Player.
The official Radio X app. Download it now for free. Radio
X. The Chris Miles Show.
Give me an R. Give me an A. I'm spelling Radio X. Give me a D. Oh, you get the idea.
Radio X. Captain Crabbeard, it is Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 2025, at 9:41 in the morning and 50 seconds. Say on the radio what you just said off air.
I bought tickets to Euro Millions. I bought tickets to Euro Millions, and if I win, each Dominic Byrne and Chris Miles can have £1 million each.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
9:41 in the morning.
Because we're actually better friends.
Captain.
Thank you.
And Robin, let's get on with the quiz.
I'm still down the line, mate.
Hello.
Hey,
Rob.
Hello.
Hey, it's nice to speak to you.
If you win £199 million,
join the quiz, Rob.
Can Rob have anything?
Rob, you can keep going with the quiz.
Thank you very much.
Wounder, Rob.
Set that knife out of my back.
I'll, we can go for a few pints. I'll get the bill.
Really?
How about this? Rob?
Yeah.
If you are right, do you want to do a deal where if one of us wins tonight, 199 million, we give the other one £5 million?
Deal.
Wow.
Come on.
Deal.
That's good.
Now, do you want to...
You're throwing a lot of money around.
Do you want to get in on this?
You're throwing a lot of cash around it.
A lot of cash.
Yeah, but listen, do you not want to get in on it?
It's getting silly.
Do you not want to get in on that deal?
Millions willy-nilly, yeah.
Because what if he wins? What if Rob actually wins tonight? He wins 199 million. What have I got? 5 million quid.
£5 million.
Yeah.
And I'll be thrilled to you.
Dom and I have done it.
Yeah, we've done that.
What's our deal?
2 million each.
2 million each.
Yeah.
So then what happens if Rob wins? Does Dom get any money?
He hasn't done a deal.
Yeah, Rob done a deal with
Rob. He wants to join the bet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a really weird syndicate.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like I bought my tickets mine, he bought his tickets his, but we do a deal. If he wins, he'll give me five million and vice versa.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The person who really wins is the tax man if I give you 5 million.
Well, absolutely.
Very good point.
That's why it's five, so then that leaves me with 2.5 million quid or whatever it would be. Yeah. I don't know. Rough maths.
That'd break your heart when you're giving £2.5 million to Saxman.
Should we do the answers while we're chatting with Rob?
Oh, we could do a song and then come back.
No, you bore.
Oh, it's a good one, though.
It is. It's Fontaine's DC and Favourite. Brilliant song. And then we'll do the answers to Rob DJ's Monday Night Bunkers. So, I get £5 million if he wins.
Did you know I can claim a dreamer from a dream? Make it feel everything you've never even seen. It's been a long. You've been my favorite for a long time. Well, look who's just the newest clown. 35 hours coming down. How the sun shines on you, pavement. And you don't even feel it.
on to see the and favourite, and speaking of favourites, the one and only Toby Tharron will be giving out 10 o'clock this morning with Chris Tam. What's coming up on the show, Tobes?
Well, I won't be talking like that for a start. I like this guy.
Yeah. Thanks, and a big fan of yours too. Hey, lots of chitty chatter, but gotta get back to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pop Quiz.
Back by popular demand. This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz, only on Radio X.
Right then, Rob, how are you?
I'm fine, mate. I'm fine. That you should do that. You should do a 1970s style handover to each other.
No. It's the best handovers for DJs were always when two DJs didn't particularly get on.
Oh, yeah. Pick up on the spikiness.
I think. When Danny Baker used to be on Radio 1 of the weekends, I think when he first started, he finished the show at 1 o'clock, and I think it was something like, don't quote me, but I think it was something like, right, it's 1 o'clock, here's Mark Goodyear. And he just stopped.
Oh,
and Mark
really?
Went, hey, Danny, how you doing? Danny switched his microphone off. He'd gone. anyway, right. Toby's joining us for the quiz.
Okay, Toby. Question number one. Which group released the album Father of the Bride that featured the single This Life in 2019? Captain.
Stereophonics.
James.
Cortinas.
Oh, is it?
Dom.
I just don't know. Shawaddy Waddy. I just don't know, Rob. I can't think.
Toby.
Vampire Weekend.
Nope.
Oh. Chris.
Maroon 5.
Toby's right, Vampire Weekend, well done.
I nearly knocked over two coffees. It's got Harmony Hall on it. Love that song.
Well done.
Oh, we know who bought that album then.
Yeah.
Me and producer John Shaw was the other person who loves that album.
Surprisingly, it got to number two in the charts.
It's a good album.
Okay.
All right.
Number two.
Question number two.
Number
PSG two. Won the UEFA Champions League on Saturday, but with 15 wins, which club have won the competition the most time? Chris.
Real Madrid.
James.
I put Real Madrid.
Dom.
It is Real Madrid.
Captain.
Real Madrid.
Toby.
Real Madrid.
I guessed.
It is Real Madrid.
Hey.
Well done.
They're very good at this.
Question number three.
What is the official language of Brazil? Dom.
Portuguese.
No.
Captain.
Portuguese.
No.
James.
Spanish.
Toby.
Obrigado for the question, Rob. It's Portuguese.
Chris.
Bellas Rodas. Portuguese.
Bellas Rodas. Yes, it is Portuguese.
Yeah.
Do you know what Bellas Rodas means?
Nope.
Nice wheels.
I don't think it's exactly accurate,
is
though.
Is it rude? Did we find out it's rude?
No, I don't think it's rude, but I don't think it's...
Guys, apologise.
I could be saying anything.
To all Portuguese speakers.
I'm tall when I'm young, I'm short when I'm old, what am I? I'm tall when I'm young, I'm short when I'm old, what am I? Toby.
Come on, Toby, think out loud.
I'm tall when I'm young.
Right.
So it starts big.
Yeah.
And then it gets small as it gets older.
And what could that be?
Benjamin Button.
Oh,
you're cheating.
Well, I mean,
somebody's been Googling.
There's an argument to be raised.
Yeah.
Benjamin Button. My answer, Rob, is Benjamin Button. I'd like to hear your argument against that being wrong, actually.
There's going to be an argument anyway, isn't
there? Yeah,
Captain, well, not that I condone this behaviour. I put a cigarette.
That would work. James?
What do you mean that mine would work?
Candle.
Yeah.
Dom?
Candle.
Chris?
My nan.
Oh.
But I also put candle.
Yeah.
I've got candle down, yes.
Exactly. I've got candle down.
And this is when I go into.
This is when we go into.
Could have an old candle that you've just never lit, but it would still be tall.
So cigarette's also right.
But actually, cigarette would work, wouldn't it?
Thank you. I'm taking it.
Where do you stand on Benjamin Button?
Hold on. Would you say a cigarette is tall or would you say it is long? So it would be. It would be...
Yes.
I'm young and I know I'm long when I'm young and short when I'm old.
Hey, that's
than
a lovely long candle you've got there.
And you don't get 12-inch cigarettes, do you?
No.
So it's not tall.
You should have hoped.
No, you're not getting a point, Captain.
Oh, DJ. Benjamin Button.
You didn't say you'd give me a couple of million pounds, did you? Yeah. So there.
Benjamin Button, Bob.
No.
What?
And finally, question number five.
Finally,
question number five in your stupid quiz. Yeah, finally.
Who won Britain's Got Talent on Saturday night? Oh. James.
Wayne the Wand.
So, Toby, I don't know if you know, Rob has already told us it's a man and it's a magician.
I know it's a magician, but who knows his name? Even he doesn't know.
No.
He might.
Captain.
Magic Mike.
Dom.
Peter Abracadabra.
Mm-hmm.
Chris.
Tommy Thumbs, the Great Magico.
Mm. Oh.
And Toby.
He's good.
Darren Rabbit out of hat.
That's a great name for a magician, to be fair.
Rabbit out of hat.
I would
rabbit
buy tickets to see Darren Rabbit Magic out of hat.
My God.
It was actually a gentleman called Harry Moulding who was very good. Oh, but obviously, you don't watch Britain.
Harry Mouldy, well done.
And for his next Harry trick, Mouldy. His career will disappear.
Oh, are you an agent out on the side? You're very real.
Anybody get 5 out of 5? No. 4 anybody?
No.
3 anybody?
Yeah.
Did everybody get 3?
Yeah. Almost everybody.
Little James.
But James, again. That's 2 weeks on the trot.
Two for me.
As soon as Pippa goes...
Oh, and Captain.
As soon as Pippa goes, his brain cells disappear. Yeah.
No, it's James just Pippa was team. Stupider than James. So
says her husband.
says the man who's married to her.
That safety blanket, James is going to come bottom every week.
That's you getting it with a frame pan when you get home.
Yeah. In the 50s.
If Toby doesn't talk to her anymore since you moved to Hart.
No, yeah. Exactly.
Seven bedrooms.
Right, thank you,
thanks, guys. It's over to your new quiz master for the next 2 weeks, which will Mr. James Robinson.
Whoa, where are you going?
Whoa.
You know I'm away.
Where are you?
Where are you going?
I'm going to Santorini.
Ooh, I don't even know where that is.
That's a Greek island.
What, and you're busy at 10:45 every morning in Santorini, are you?
Well, this time next week I'll be on a plane, so I'll take off at 8:30, so
yeah,
that'd be interesting at 34,000 feet.
Wi-Fi?
God, Santorini.
You get Wi-Fi in your mate's private jet, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't get Wi-Fi on jet too, pal.
If I sat next to a bloke talking to himself, asking people like the capital of Paraguay, I'd be like, can I move?
Are you roughing it on this holiday to your, no doubt, five-star, all-inclusive, luxurious, members-only island?
Yeah. Well, they fly from local airport, don't they?
Right.
So right. It is convenient to fly with Jet 2. I'm not saying anything wrong with Jet 2. They're a fantastic airline.
Keep digging. Come on.
You're saying a lot of words here, Rob.
So if I find out from Jet 2 that they could put Wi-Fi on that particular flight you're on, you'll do the quiz?
Well, yeah, if it'd work, but I don't think they will.
Right. Well, look into it.
Never know.
Yeah.
Great. Right, thanks,
Rob.
I'd
be interested in sitting in my seat doing questions.
Oh, that'd be so
Rob,
funny.
I'll speak to you next week when you're on the plane.
Yeah. I'd like to see that happen. Yeah. See you later. Bye.
Bye. Oh, there he is, the one and only Rob DJ.
This is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz on Radio X.
I've got to go to the dentist now. It's fine. I'm a big boy. I'm a brave boy.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
They're not giving you a filling or anything, are they? So...
No, I'm not private, no. It's my temporary things, isn't it?
Crown, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got two temporary crowns. He's going to pop them off.
Yeah.
Stick the new ones in.
Yep.
Bob's your uncle. Away we go.
That's it.
What time is your appointment today?
Well, I swear to God, a few times they have booked me in at 2:30.
Oh. That's great.
2:30.
I know.
Oh.
But it was really, really quick, so then the other person went in at 2:32.
Oh, that's so good.
Thanks. It doesn't matter, does it? Toby, are you ready?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you need a few minutes?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll give you a few minutes and then you're on.
Good night, everybody!
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman!
The Chris Miles Show!
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the financial ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Do you like the sound of work that has plenty of giggles? Where you'll build lifelong skills, as well as wobbly towers. Where you'll feel part of a team, or even have the chance to lead one. Where every little thing you do makes a big difference.
Superstar, you did it!
Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get the iPhone 16 Pro Max with unlimited data for just £54.99 a month with club card prices, saving you £207. And you'll collect club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th of July, 1674. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Collect 1 point for every £1 spent. Minimum 150 points required for club card vouchers. See tescomobile.com/terms.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, police investigating the disappearance of Madeleine McCann are starting new searches in Portugal today. They're being carried out close to where she went missing in the Algarve back in 2007. Sky reporter Dan Whitehead has given us this update from the search site.
This search here is taking place in a large area of what you can describe as scrubland, really. There's some sort of ruined buildings, and we understand that there are around 20 or so specific locations which police are looking at.
In other news this morning, the Environment Secretary has told us the government are keeping a close eye on the situation at Thames Water. Steve Reed says there are still currently no plans for them to step in. US firms this morning pulled out of a £4 billion investment into the struggling company. A leading charity says cancer survival rates are